blah, blah.
Right.
And I pack my own toilet paper.
Yeah, you mentioned that one, really?
Yes, I do, because I love soft, pillowy, Charmin, you know, quad-ply toilet paper. And in hotels, and I don't care if it's a Ritz-Carlton or a Four Seasons or whatever, the best hotels, they still give you the crappy single-ply, paper-thin, wafer-thin toilet paper.
Can you wad it up?
Well, why do that when I can have my nice, pillowy, fluffy Charmin?
Okay.
So I will pack, and Lisa is always rolling her eyes. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Why is that any different than taking any of your other toiletries?
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much time a day do you spend in the bathroom, going to the bathroom?
Well, I don't necessarily go every single day, but if I go, once a day, I would say probably an average of... Well, now that I got the bidet, it's cut it down. So I would say 20 to 30 minutes.
20 to 30 minutes a day going number two a day. Bringing your own paper. You just love taking craps.
He has his own bidet, yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
No, but you take the level. You just really enjoy going to the bathroom.
I enjoy the solitude. I enjoy the...
You've turned a vibe. Like a finer thing.
Well, it's very Freudian. Yeah. It's very Freudian.
I enjoy the solitude. I enjoy the time alone where I can read, you know, where I can catch up on magazines and things. You know, I'll make phone calls.
You make phone calls from the crapper?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's very rude.
Only in an emergency will I ever take one.
I don't know.
Have you ever called a toucher from the bathroom?
Sure.
Oh, see, that's just sick.
And here it goes, shadooby, shadooby, shadooby.
Yeah, sure.
It echoes very much.
No, I know, because we have in the bathroom, I have made it so that I put enough like towels and things in there to make it that it doesn't
soundproof.
Yeah,
all right.
Echoey.
All right, Tricia, you have a problem that I think Jimmy can help you with. Go ahead.
Yeah, I cannot stand the feel of toilet paper. It just creeps me out.
I don't mind the feel. It's just messy. I'm going to tell you this, Tricia. Listen very carefully. The Chloe washlet. Okay,
oh,
it's made by Toto.
Oh, yeah. I keep baby wipes in both my bathrooms.
Forget it. A bidet. At first, it takes a little getting used to. And even remember how much my wife hated it? She hated it. Wouldn't go near the bathroom. She's a regular user now. The bidet is the way to go. It's very sanitary. It's clean, refreshing.
You don't actually sit on a bidet, though, right? You kind of squat over it.
Well, no, this one is an attachment to your regular seat. You don't have to get up.
Oh, that's
those bidets I don't like. The one where you have to sit, it's like a separate unit. Yeah. I don't like those. This one, a little telescoping arm comes out from under the seat.
God, you're strange.
And it's like laser guided, and it
laser guided.
Comes up at the end. Yeah. There's another button you press it, and a life size picture of Jaffe comes up. And then every time it retracts, it goes like this.
Jaffe's leaving.
All right. We're playing Am I Weird? Because little neuroses or obsessive behaviors you have in your life, are they weird? Maline, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Maline.
All right, what is yours?
Am I weird because yesterday I was ranting and raving in my head about my coworkers and going off on everybody, and I was doing it in Toucher's voice.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She was having thoughts, negative thoughts about her coworkers and thoughts of harming them, and it was in my voice.
Like, how did that voice sound?
It sounds like Toucher, neurotic and
aggressive. How would you imitate Toucher?
Oh, God. I don't know. It was in my head. I wasn't doing it out loud.
I was
thinking in my head about how pissed I was.
Yeah, well, you yelling at Jimmy there was a good start. You yelling at Jimmy there was a good start.
That was good. She wasn't yelling at me.
Oh, she was giving you the business, sir. Well, you know what? I encourage that, and I encourage having sex with me, too. Thank you. Yes,
very good. Unfortunately, you can say no. Look at that, she's gone.
Line two, is that even real?
Derek, go ahead.
I wear butt papers.
What's that?
Butt papers? I take toilet paper, roll it around my fingers two or three times, I fold it in half, and stick it up in between my butt cheeks.
Why?
I guess I'll give you some history on it. It all started back in boarding school. I subjected to a couple of years in Catholic boarding school. And when you turned your clothes in at the evening, if you had dirty underwear, the women who did all the laundry would take your underwear, and you had to have your names on all your clothing. And they would post it on a board that we called Skid Row. And if you had... If you had skid marks in your drawers, they'd stick it up there for everyone to see, and you had to take them down and scrub them out by hand.
Uh-huh.
So that's healthy. I kept thinking about it, and after a couple of days of humiliation, I figured I better take some toilet paper and help myself out. So I started wearing butt papers, and it's carried on over into adulthood, and I still wear them.
Let me understand. As an adult, sir, as an adult, you walk around... Every day, what? Your name is Derek. Where do you work?
Excuse me?
Where do you work?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
No, I don't think so. You walk around with a big wad of toilet paper wedged inside?
It's just maybe about six or eight squares.
Yeah, well, the name of the segment is Am I Weird Because? And I guess the answer would be yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was traumatized in school.
He needs help.
If that's true about Catholic boarding schools, I applaud everyone for sending their kids to Catholic schools.
That's phenomenal. Skid Row.
You know what would be healthy for the young kids?
Yeah.
If we embarrass them for something they can't control. That would whip them into shape.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, honey, you're doing laundry for a living. Get used to it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one more. And then we got 5-8 coming in to play in studio. Also, we'll do a quick news pile. So let's go to Amy. Go ahead.
Yes. Am I weird because I'm 19 years old and still afraid of the dark?
Now, how are you afraid of the dark? In what sense?
Well, at night, I cannot walk around the house by myself.
You can't walk around your own home by yourself at night?
No.
I won't go into the basement at night.
Really?
I'm scared to death of going down there.
I won't either.
I actually live in the basement.
Oh, wow.
And I freak out when my boyfriend actually leaves me at night because I can't be alone in the dark by myself.
Did anything ever happen to you in your life that would warrant this?
No, I have no clue why I'm like that. I never could.
Did you, were you drive at night and go out at night and stuff by yourself?
Yes, but I freak out about walking to the house from my car by myself, and I freak out about just sitting at a red light and stuff by myself at night.
That's more normal than being afraid to walk around your house, you know? Like, what's going to happen to you in your house?
Being afraid of the dark. Too many scary movies.
I'm a big scary movie freak, and I think that might be what it is. I just watch too many scary movies.
All right, well, yeah. What's wrong with you?
And the other thing I'm thinking, Fred, is I'm guessing that if you're dating a chick who's afraid of the dark, she is one high-maintenance chick. Because she's probably very clingy and needs you to do everything for her, and she's afraid to, you know...
Well, who wants to have to sit around their girlfriend all the time at night?
Yeah.
All right, Terry, go ahead.
Am I weird because I go out to a restaurant and you see an elderly person eating? I just feel bad and want to go give them a hug.
I kind of feel the same way.
Because they're just trying to get by and they're having such a hard time. There's pee rolling off their plate and you just want to go over there and sit with them and take care of them.
You know what? I know what you're saying.
My grandfather's the worst and he won't go out. He will not go out to eat. And he even will go so far as... If I was to have Stephanie, my girlfriend, over, he will not eat at the same table as Stephanie because he doesn't know her, because his hands shake real bad.
Really?
And he's blind, so like he shakes. It's like real hard for him to eat, but he's a good guy. He's embarrassed about it. And he doesn't carry on and make people like help him out. He just won't eat in front of you.
That's very sad, you know, because it's like he can't help it and stuff. And I have a very big soft spot for old people because I know that they can't, like a lot of that stuff they can't help. How horribly embarrassing would that be? Like, especially if you have, what is it?
Parkinson's
Parkinson's or whatever.
You're losing control.
You can't feed yourself. We used to have to go over to my grandmother's nursing home and spoon feed her like a baby.
Oh, my God. They made you do that when you were a kid?
No. They didn't make me, but when she went into and this is just a couple of years ago, when she went into, the... nursing
living.
Full service, whatever.
They
had a nurse, but when you'd go visit her, you know, you would feed her. And I thought, man, how horribly dehumanizing to have to sit and be fed.
I'll hold her hand to forge checks, but I ain't feeding her applesauce.
Yeah, I'll take her to the local magistrate to stamp some papers, but that's about it. Grandmother, you can sign your name X. It's legal in every state. All right, got some VIP tickets to the Bass Red Triangle Comedy Tour. That's this Sunday at 8 at the Punchline. Oh, I take it our man's hosting.
Eddie Brill.
Local and regional comedians along with Chicago City Limits Comedy and Improv Troupe will be performing. You got to be 21 or older. Take caller 15, 741-0997. Give you those tickets. Compliments of Bass and the Don Miller Morning Show. We'll knock out a news pile. We'll rock a little zaniness with the 5-8, and everyone will have a wonderful time. It's the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.